This is JD Wisgo from selftaughtjapanese.com, and this is episode 6 of Japanese Grammar and More. In the last few episodes, we learned a few Japanese particles. Just as a refresher, particles are little words that have a big grammatical meaning, and they help set context in sentences to describe how words interact with other words. The five particles that we learned so far are wa, ga, ni, o, and yo. We'll be reviewing these a bit later, but for now I want to learn one more particle in this episode. It's the de particle. While it might seem a little overwhelming to learn all these particles, the good news is that there's only a few particles that you need to learn to have a good understanding of everyday Japanese. Once you get a handle on these, it'll be easier for you to see the connection between words and sentences by knowing the meanings of these particles. So, back to the de particle. The de particle has a few related meanings. The first one is to describe the location where an action takes place. So for example, 僕は部屋で食べる. Can you guess what this sentence means? Let's look at the parts. 僕 is a first person pronoun, that means I, and wa is a topic marker, which is one of the particles that we just discussed. 部屋 means room, and now we have the new particle we're just learning, で. 部屋で. This marks room as the location where an action takes place. Now the action in this sentence is 食べる, to eat. 僕は部屋で食べる. I will eat in the room. Now let's look at another example. 先生はそこで読む. Can you guess what this means? 先生, as you know, means teacher. そこ means there. And 読む means read, like reading a book or a textbook. So to repeat, 先生はそこで読む. This means the teacher will read there. Again, notice that we're using the de particle after a location where an action is occurring. そこで. There is where the action is taking place. And the action in this case is 読む, to read. So now I'd like to introduce a new vocabulary word that we could use to make sentences. It is 学校. 学校 means school. So using that word, how would you say, I will study at school? Do you remember the word for study? The one that we learned was 勉強する, which uses the helping verb する plus the word 勉強, which means study. So now putting these together, how would you say, I will study at school? The answer is 僕は学校で勉強する. 僕は学校で勉強する. Again, notice that we use で after 学校, which is the location of an action. In this case, the action is 勉強する, to study. Now, if you remember, in the last episode, we learned how to say the negative tense of a verb. Do you remember the negative of する? The answer is しない. しない is the negative of する, which means will not do. So using that, how will you say, I will not study at school? The answer is 僕は学校で勉強しない. 僕は学校で勉強しない. Notice that even though the verb tense changes, we still use で in the same way. There's no change in grammar there. Now, I mentioned there's a few different uses for the で particle. One of the other ones that is a bit related is to use で for something that acts as a tool or helps us to achieve a goal. One example of this is how you travel somewhere. 鈴木さんはバスで行く. 鈴木さんはバスで行く. Do you remember what 行く means? It means to go, like in the sense of traveling to a location. Here, I used a new word, バス. Can you guess what it means? Yes, it's just like the English bus. This is another loanword that came from English. So instead of saying bus, we say 바스. Again, 鈴木さんはバスで行く. Notice here we're using the で after 바스, which is the tool or the means of achieving an action. Let's look at another example. For this, I'd like to teach two more vocabulary words. The first one is 鉛筆. 鉛筆 means pencil, like something you write with. And the verb to write is 書く. 書く, to write. How do you think I would say, I will write with a pencil, using 鉛筆 and 書く? 僕は鉛筆で書く. Or we could just omit the 僕 altogether and say 鉛筆で書く. I will write with a pencil. Here, the pencil is a tool that's being used to achieve an action, so we can use で to describe that. It's not quite the same thing as where an action takes place, but it's somewhat similar. Now, let's make a question sentence using the de particle. Do you remember how to say where? The answer is doko. Now, just as a reminder, when we make question sentences in Japanese, we typically retain the same word order as a statement that's not a question. So, given that, how do you think we would ask, where will you study? The answer is, どこで勉強する? どこで勉強する? Notice here, we're not using a word for you, which is actually not very common in Japanese. It's just implied because we're asking someone a question, so it's fairly clear that the you is the subject or the topic in question. どこで勉強する? Notice again, we use the で particle after どこ because we're asking where some action takes place, which in this case, the action is studying. Again, how do you think we would answer? I study on the bus. バスで勉強する. バスで勉強する would be one way to answer that question. So here's another question using a vocabulary word we learned in a previous episode. どこで泳ぐ? どこで泳ぐ? If you remember, 泳ぐ means to swim. So this sentence would mean, where are you going to swim? Or where will you swim? I could answer that by saying, 僕はプールで泳ぐ. 僕はプールで泳ぐ. Notice again that I use the で particle after プール, which, as you can imagine, is a loanword that means pool. Now, I'd like to learn one more question word in this episode. It's a very useful one. As a refresher, we just talked about どこ, which means where. We also learned to say what. Do you remember what that is? It's 何. So the third question word we're going to learn is who. The way you say that is 誰. 誰. Now, we're going to use this question word to ask who did a certain action. 誰がそこにいる? 誰がそこにいる? Notice, here after 誰, we're using the が particle, which is the subject particle. This is important because we want to emphasize who is doing an action. Using the わ particle, which sets a topic, would generally be unnatural with question words, although there's a few exceptions. So for now, the best thing to remember is that when you're using 誰 to describe who did an action, you generally use it with が. 誰がする? 誰が勉強する? 誰がいる? Etc. So back to the example sentence, 誰がそこにいる? Do you know what that means? It means who is there, where そこ means there, and いる is the verb of existence for living things. 誰がそこにいる? So how do you think we would answer, the teacher is there? The answer is, 先生がそこにいる. 先生がそこにいる. Notice we also use the が here when answering who did the action. This is extremely important. Saying 先生は here would sound somewhat unnatural. So whenever you're answering a question where the が was used to ask the question, we generally want to keep that が when answering. 誰がそこにいる? 先生がそこにいる. Now let's look at another example. We can also use 誰 and が along with sentences that talk about locations where actions are performed using で. 誰が部屋で勉強する? 誰が部屋で勉強する? Do you know what this means? The answer is, who will study in the room? 誰が部屋で勉強する? So, if I told you the word for classmate in Japanese is クラスメート, how would you say the classmate will study in the room? クラスメートが部屋で勉強する? クラスメートが部屋で勉強する? Again, notice that we use が after the word クラスメート. Because someone was asking about who is going to be studying in the room. One way to think about the が is that it really emphasizes the word that came before it, almost like in the sense of italics. In English, you could describe this using tone of voice. For example, the classmate will study in the room. In Japanese, the が particle can give a similar feeling to emphasizing a word like this. So, again, let's practice using some of these words. How would you say, who will write with a pen? 誰が鉛筆で書く? 誰が鉛筆で書く? And then, how would you answer that question to say, a friend will write with a pencil? 友達が鉛筆で書く. 友達が鉛筆で書く. Would be one way to say that. And finally, I'd like to learn another word that we can use in daily life in many different situations. The word is, ください. ください. This means, please. It can be used with both nouns and verbs, although for now, we're just going to use it for nouns. In the future, we will also learn how to use it with verbs. So to use it with a noun, you simply put the noun before kudasai. So, for example, if you went to a restaurant, you could say biru kudasai, which is simply a beer please, or please get me a beer. Now, how would you say water please? Do you remember how to say water? Water is mizu. So then, how would you say water please? Mizu kudasai. Mizu kudasai. Now, how about if you're at school and you're trying to find a pencil? How would you ask a classmate to please give you a pencil? Enpitsu kudasai. Enpitsu kudasai. All right, that concludes our episode. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at selftaughtjapanese@gmail.com. That's selftaughtjapanese, one word, @gmail.com. Thanks and see you next time. Mata jikai.